Here we are in the first paragraph of Kavod Rabbeinu B'Talmud Chacham. It's a rather long paragraph. But we are, I'm going to start again from the Chain Kasev Adoni Avim Bayri V'Rebbe Zal. That's referring to the stipler. Bagdamba Sefer Chai Yoylam B'Zel Shainai. Here in Baruch Moshe. Did a lady call you yesterday? No lady called you to find out about Reb Zalman Kleiman? Okay, I gave her your number, so she'll call you. Sanhedrin, Eza Bikairish Ain Lachelik Lalam Abba, Zambavaza Tamachachem, Vatsim Shema Bikairis, Hunachal Kaifer Baker. So the name Abikairis is somebody usually who denies the existence of the Rabbinish Lalam. The Kampishu Ambavaza Tamachachem. The Yechazal say, what's an Abikairis that doesn't have a Chelik Lalam Abba? Somebody who's Mavaza Tamachachem. Shim the Be'emes Hakail Achad. The truth is, they're all in the same root. So, Mavaza Tamachachem, Shem Hem Yisoydei Mekabli Yavuna, Mavaza Tamachachem, who's the foundation of where we get the Amuna, who Bechlal Achmir, Klas Yishol, Bechlal Achmir, because in a certain sense, when you Mavaza Tamachachem, you Mavaza the Mesira. That means you don't accept the Rabbi Shlom's teaching, so it has a Shemet, I don't think it's total Kfira, but it has the root, the feeling, the part of Kfira, the Haba Hatalya, Hukhazi, Melufnei Kamei Chamishim Shana, the Chom Makim Shapakru, the Yatsu Litar Bishra, 150 years ago, when he wrote the Sefer, I don't know which year, but 150 years before he wrote the Sefer, so I would assume somewhere in the early to mid 1800s, right? Whenever they were Pakru, the Yatsu Litar Bishra, the Chapas Litar Asylum, to an embarrassment and a Diron, he translates, destruction?
Everlasting abhorrence.
The first thing they did is Mavaza Tamidah Chacham Gdol Yisrael. They went from one level to the other level. With nothing stopping them. This is what the stipler writes. So the stipler wrote it. He wrote it earlier. So he's talking about really 1800, beginning of 1800. My mishpatim, your nefesh will abhor. Is that what he says Tigal is?
Said reject.
Oh, look who's here. So Husayne, as a chachamim, he hates the chachamim. Saib shu kaifer be'ikar. He ends up being a kaifer be'ikar. V'chein kosev Rambam derech yeshivas haleitim rishon. Bo'en l'sabe b'gnus ha-tzadikim. They speak the negatives, I don't think a better word, disparagingly about tzadikim. Kin yishenema te'lam nasim se'sheker. The lips of falsehood should be closed. Ha-daivis ha-tzadik osak. How does he translate that? If you love Rabbanon, have a libidin Rabbanon. The Mukhi Rabbanon, you give cover to Rabbanon, have a lechasnus Rabbanon. The Dachum Rabbanon, if you have fear from the Rabbanon, Hugufe have a turim Rabbanon. We love Barachihu, he's not capable of making it. Mishtama Mili Keturim Rabbanon. He will be accepted, his words will be accepted like someone who's a major Tamachach. Fine, we'll stop here. Schedule. I don't have anybody to say Sunday shiur. So Sunday, as far as I know, there won't be a shiur chazara. Monday, I will be on the phone. I have a chasana Sunday night. I'll be traveling Sunday morning, so I won't be able to say the shiur. It's very hard to find the chazara shiur. And somebody in the middle of Nida, like, hello, can you just say the next two blah and Nida? I mean, it's not. I asked Baruch Meitz a number of times, he refuses to do it. If he wants to do it, more than willing. Let's put it this way, you're not going to have a crowd of 20 people here anyway, so Adarabba. So Chamaisha is going to say this here on Sunday morning, 6:30. Beautiful. That's what I want. Okay, we are on Lamed Gimel Amid Beis, the two dots, about 12 lines down from the top. Lamed Gimel Amid Beis, two dots, 12 lines from the top. My test goes to the Mishnah Lamed Dawud Amid Aleph, since I never know how far I'm going to get. I made the test to Lamed Dawud Amid Aleph, and we get further. I think that's a reasonable thing that we can get to. Does it give my to the Papa Ikla? I don't know how to pronounce that city, so I'll say Tagach. Art school probably has his own retranslation. I don't think he has any more historical evidence than I just did. Amar, what does he say?
Tagach.
Oh, I'm a Chavim to art school. Amar, he could serve him Rabbanon Hacha. He said. Okay. Amar, he could serve him Rabbanon Hacha. If there's a Talmud Chacham here, serve him Rabbanon means a young Rabbanon, but it means a Talmud Chacham. I want to go to visit him. Amr Leah, he's Safta, so an old lady told him. There is a Talmud Chacham here. Reb Shmuel Shmei. His name is Reb Shmuel. But Tani Masnisa. He can learn Brises. Ye Rava, the Tehavi Kavasei. So this old lady gives Reb Papa Bracha. How why you should make his Madrega. Okay, this is what the old lady told him. There is a young Talmud Chacham here. His name is Reb Shmuel. And you should be Zaycha to be like him. Amar, since they're telling me a bracha, I should be like him. Shmami no yirei shemayim hu. It must be yirei shemayim. No yirei gemara. What in the world does yirei shemayim have to do with the fact that the lady told them, yes, there is a Talmud Chacham that knows righteous, and you should be like him? What does he bring a raya? Not that there is a Talmud Chacham here. That wasn't his question. Since they're telling me to be like him, that must be Zayir Shemayim, because you would never give me a bracha to be like him just for the learning. That's an old lady. That's what Reb Papa is being medayik for the fact. Since she's giving me a bracha to be like him, obviously he has more than his learning. That's what she's saying. That's what I saw in this Gemara. Azul Gabay, so he went to visit Reb Shmuel. Ramalei Tura. So Reb Shmuel heard Reb Papa's coming, so he made a meal with a Tura, I think means an ox. A party, sexed an animal to make a party for a papa. Ramalei Masnisa Adadi. So he asked a contradiction in Brisa. Now, I don't know who asked the contradiction. I think it's Reb Shmuel that asked the contradiction. Yes, Reb Shmuel? No, it doesn't say. I don't know. What does he say?
For what it's worth, Rabbi Weiner is saying that he taught
Mishnah
to
Brises
and that it was a contradiction
to Mishnah. Again, that's not my problem. I know the contradiction. I want to know who asked it. It just says he asked him a contradiction.
And then showed him.
What?
Implying Reb Shmuel.
Okay. Reb Shmuel asked him a contradiction. Tanan. Ain't chayav malei mabias migdash v'ain tzar from alei nesat truma neshu tamas and suffik. We said about Kusim, right? They were afraid that they might have been violating this, but it's a suffix. We don't know. Again, not every period that a Kusi woman gets starts with Dam Yorok, right? So all we know, it never happened. That even if it happened, it might have happened 6 months ago. And since then, he's gone to the mikvah and he's gotten rid of the tumah. And she never had it again, so we don't know where he's holding. So it's not a vadai that he's a bayal nida now. That he's a tumas bayal nida now. We don't know. So it's a suffix. So you don't burn truma, and if you would walk into the base of Migdash, he would not bring a carbon. That's what our Mishnah said. Alma misfake aloy safin and truma. That means our Mishnah is telling me that a suffix is not enough to burn truma on. Ramini, I'll ask you a contradiction. Ashisha sfakas, sorry for the satruma. On six sfakas, we do burn truma. And one is our big day Amoretz. One is the clothing in Amoretz. We're always afraid that the Amoretz had his wife, Danida, walk on his clothing, sit on his clothing. And that would make it an avatuma. And not necessarily that the Amoretz table does things. And therefore, whenever an Amoretz is gladim or here and Truma touches it, we burn it. Now, you don't know that Danida sat on his clothing. The Mishnah calls it Ashisha Sveikus. Right, it's a brice, I believe. Al shisha sveikus, right? So it is saying on the suffix, you do burn truma. So make up your mind. Here our Mishnah is telling me suffix, we don't burn truma. And there we say the suffix, we do burn truma. That was this question. Now the assumption is that the kusi is an amoritz. Because if he's a kusi, right, it means he's not a learned person, right? And therefore, that's the assumption. And since he's not a learned person, he's an amoritz besides being a kusi. So we would burn his clothing for being an amoritz. So that's why it's a stronger contradiction. We're talking about one and the same. He's a big de amoritz. He's a kusi, who probably is also an amoritz, and therefore it's big de amoritz. So we would burn his truma. So why in the world over here do we say we don't burn his truma? That was the kasha Reb Shmuel asked Reb Papa. Amar Reb Papa, Ye Rava Dilisacho Hai Torah Lishlama. Should be the will of Hashem that we should be able to eat this animal in peace. That this meal should go by peacefully. So Reb Papa answered him, this kusi was a learned person. He was a learned person, he wasn't an amoritz. He kept tumatara. And therefore, as an amoritz, he wasn't. He was just a kusi. So Bayol Nida, we had a chash, but Big the Amoritz wasn't negating him. So he asked him, kusi chaver Bayol Nida, Mash was fine. But the kusi chaver is not an Amoritz. He keeps to Matara, but he doesn't know the halacha that an Ida has to sit from red, not from the previous Mara. I mean, if he's a learned person, he obviously knows halacha. If he knows halacha, he wouldn't be passing that his wife should start her 7 days when it's not a married tame. That happens to Amaratzim. Now, not all Amaratzim, only Kusi Amaratzim. Fine. But now you're telling me this is a Kusi Chaver. So Shmuel told him, you think he's a Bayal Nida? That's not who the Mishnah is talking about. The Mishnah is talking about a Kusi Amaritz. Back to the contradiction. Do we burn the Truma? No, we burn the Truma. Shavke Vasa. Shavke. So the Baba left. He was embarrassed. He didn't know the answer. Rashi says he left him because he was embarrassed. It's an interesting point. The Gemara doesn't say why he left. The Gemara said he went to ask him see me, which is a great thing. I would have said he went to ask him see me. I don't know the answer. How can I continue eating my meat, my beef? I have to know the answer. But that's not what Rashi says. Rashi says he felt embarrassed, and therefore he left. Rashi says it, not me. Dr. Rashi, let's catch up with Rashi. Dr. Rashi, L'tavach makam. Ramalei Torah, Reb Shmuel Shachat Shor L'Kvayd L'Kavod Reb Papa. Our subject being the Amoritz, Klaimer, our big the Amoritz, Imnogubon Nisrefes. Touches Truma, we burn it, Mishum Shema Tamahoya. Vai Kusi, this Kusi Nami, typically Imnogub Mishkofay Betruma, if his Mishkof touched Truma, the Tay Nisrefes. Shem D'Amoritzu, he's an Amoritz. V'Havalei Big the Amoritz. Why aren't we burning? Why does the Mishnah say we don't burn the Truma? Which are burned the truma, he's an Amoritz. Shavke Repapa Lushmi say he left his host, Mishum de Kusve. I mean, he left town. Basically, he left town because he was embarrassed. V'azul the Gabi of Simi. And he went to ask of Simi the question. The question's a great question. And his answer was rejected out of hand. So he was embarrassed. So he went to ask of Simi.
Maybe can we have a little background? Kusim. Do they hold by
Kushma Fenner? Sometimes, yes, sometimes not.
So there could be a Kusi Kavar who
knows. Yes, 100%.
And he holds by
100%. That's what the Gemara is saying, absolutely. The Gemara is saying if he's the unique, the miyat of Kusim that are Kaverim, then he would be holding everything. That's what the Gemara is saying. Correct. I mean, Rapapa was trying to advocate the Kusi Kavar. That's a learned person, and he's not big de amoritz, which means, let's understand what that means. That means he keeps tumatari, doesn't let his wife Nida sit on his begadim. But yet, he might be a bayo Nida, because he lets his wife start counting the 7 days. Which, by the way, is a kasha anyway, because if she sat on his clothing when she thought she was tahira, would he title it? Even if you say that a Kusi Chaver is learned would never let his wife count for 7 days. But let's say she started counting day 1 when she was Tahira. Too early. So day seven, she went too early. She went to the mikvah. Now this kusi chaver, learned person, would not keep his clothing away from his wife at that point. In his mind, he just lived with her. That garden would be tameh.
Yeah, but he owns this church. That's part of the kusi kibbutz. I mean, they owned it.
Again, then the garden were tameh. So we're back to big damn arts anyway. Anyway, that's not the Gemara that rejects what you just said. The Gemara said there were kusi that held, they were learned people, and they did what Chazal said. We're going to have this in the Gemara, I mean, not on this, we're going to see that later. Not every kusi was a bad person. There were kusim that went to yeshiva and became big tummy to Chachamim, like this Mr. Kusi Chaver, Rabbi Kusi Chaver.
Rabbi, what's Mishum Kaspi?
What?
The Kaspi Rashi? What is Lashon the Kaspi?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Shame.
What? Kasre. He embarrassed him.
Kasre.
Don't think of my writer. So he went to Rav Simi Bar Ashi. Amalei, my time alone, Mishanislei. Why didn't you answer him? That the case of our Mishnah is Bekusi Shetavo, the Allah V'daras Abig Dechaber. The kusi went to the mikvah, and then he stepped on the big day chaver. The Oslo big day chaver benagu betruba. So let's say the case is the case that we would not burn truma on a kusi is talking about a kusi amaretz that went to the mikvah. They go to the mikvah. They might go to the mikvah the wrong time, but he went to the mikvah. Then he got up, he stepped on the big day chaver. And then the big day chaver touched Truma. Now, Truma Samaritz is not Negeya, because he just went to the mikvah. But Bayokusi, we don't know when he lived with his wife. He might have lived with his wife the night before, and he's coming for 7 days, because he was a Bayonita. We know that he's not Amaritz. As far as Amaritz is concerned, he took care of that. He went to the mikvah. Every Amaret that goes to the mikvah is tar, so the next time his wife might have sat on his clothing. But this guy came straight out of the mikvah, stepped on a big dechaver. As far as Amaret is concerned, there's no chash. He just went to the mikvah. So even if his wife sat on his clothing and he became tameh, he just went to the mikvah. So now, the question is he a bayo nida? Not whether he's an Amaret, because he took care of that temporarily. He just went to the mikvah. Yes. Well, give the. I think we should give the Gemara 5 months. And then you ask your question. The Gemara has to, again, every time the Gemara does something, it works things out. It's not as fast as you are. It takes its time. So let's give the Gemara a chance, and if at the end you have a question, you can ask it.
Mishnah by where it says that we don't burn. What's the case?
It just says we don't burn it on the by only Avakusi. We doesn't say what the case is.
Nothing.
What does that mean? Oh, step back. Did our Mishnah mention the word Amaretz?
No.
Okay. So the Mishnah talked about a kusi. Did the Mishnah say what the kusi did with the truma?
Don't burn.
What did the kusi do? How did the truma get him? What? Why is the kusi a suffix to
Amei? Because he might be
by okay. Fine. And what did he do to the truma that we have a problem of burning it or not burning it?
He touched it.
He might have touched it. He might have stepped on a chavetz on somebody at Abba Chacham's clothing after he was a bayonida and made it tameh. Made it a recent, which would be the time of truma. Yeah, what's wrong with that? And the Mishnah doesn't say what happened. Okay, so yeah. We have a question.
Okay.
A kusi is an Amaretz. So forget the fact he was a bayonida. We would burn the truma anyway. Because he's wearing the clothing that his wife sat on as an Ida. And the clothing touches truma. So we would burn the truma. That's one of the things that it says, Al Shisha Dvarim Sveika Sarfanat Atruma. So we have to find a case where the Amoret does not affect the fact that he's a Kusi. We have to separate between the two. Because if it would be a question of Amoret, we would burn the Truma. But the Mishnah says, we don't burn the Truma. So a Papa wanted to say, you have a Kusi that's not an Amoret. That's how he made the separation. Right? We're stuck here. If every Kusi is an Amoret, so forgetting the Kusi is an Amoret, we burn Truma an Amoret. So we got to find a Kusi that's not an Amoret. But that's a difficulty. The Papa tried that, and he was thrown back in the face that Kusi that's not an Amoret doesn't live with his wife Anita. So therefore, that can't be the separation. So now we're stuck. If every Kusi that lives with his wife that's Anita is an Amoret, so why aren't we burning the Truma? An Amoret, we burn the Truma.
Goes to the
Mikvah. I haven't said, here we go.
Okay,
so now you have to let the Gemara say an answer.
Right.
So the Gemara is going to find a case where his Amoret is not an issue. His being an Amoret is not an issue. If he weren't a Kusi, the fact that he's an unlearned person who doesn't keep Tumah Tahara would not be an issue. We have to find that case that his Amoratus part of him is not a factor. The only factor left is that he's a Kusi. That's what we have to find the case. He is an Amoret. Because if he weren't an Amoret, he wouldn't be a Baal Nida. But we have to find a case where the factor of Amoratus is non-existent as far as the Truma is concerned. Now, how do you get the Amoratus out of the way? If he's an Amoret, he's an Amoret. Terence says there's a way that even an Amoret doesn't betame Truma. Now, how do we have a case that an Amoret touches Truma, or touches something that touches Truma, won't be Metami Truma? How is that possible? That's what we're looking for. Once you find that, you can have the Kusi be in that situation. Whereas Amoratus is not a factor. All that's a factor is that he's a Kusi. Had he not been a Kusi, the same Amoretz would not make a problem for the Truma. What's that case? Because a regular Amoretz makes a problem for a Truma that we burn it. So we have to find the case that in regular Amoretz, we would not burn the Truma. And in that case, in the case of Kusi, it's a suffix. Now, what is this case that for the regular Amoretz, we wouldn't burn the Truma if he weren't a Kusi? That's what we're looking for. The Braita said you burn it because he did. We don't have what happened now. But it's going to be a case where a regular Amoretz can touch Truma and we wouldn't burn it.
Are we trying to fit that in? That
so we haven't got, just again, we're trying to find the case that Mr. Kusi, who's also an Amoretz, but his Amoratus is not a factor. You seem to be struggling with that.
Maybe I'm jumping the gun because the other one says, Al Suffolk Bigday Amoretz. What does that mean?
At regular Amoretz, every clothing is a Suffolk. We don't know whether his wife Anita sat on it.
Right.
So every clothing of an Amoret is a suffix tumma.
We're not trying to put that into that case of the
we're asking if every kusi is an Amoret, we would be burning the truma.
Okay.
You understand or you don't understand? If you don't understand, then don't shake your head.
I'll wait because I...
No, it's not going to be any clearer. The kasha is the kasha. To understand this, Gemara, you have to understand the kasha.
We're reconciling. Both
nice. We'll reconcile it later. We have to understand what was the question. What was the problem? Why do we have to reconcile them?
In one case we say we burn it, in one case we say we don't burn it.
And both cases are talking about whom?
An Amoret.
Okay. So what if I gave you a case that Amoret, we don't burn Truma? Not a regular Amoret. A special Amoret. Special circumstance Amoret. That he's an exception to the rule of Big Day Amoret.
Not burn it
there? Well, again, why are we burning it for Amoret? What if I gave you a case that it's not a suffix? What? That's what we're going to try to find. So Repuppet gave you a case that the Kusi is a cover. He's not an Amoret. It doesn't work because then he wouldn't be a Kusi either for Baal Nida. So we're trying to find a different case where you have a Kusi Amoretz but his amaratus won't burn the truma. He's a special case. A regular amaratus, we would burn the truma. This amaratus is different.
That's honest.
We haven't said a word yet. I'm trying to find the case.
Okay, fine.
Again,
okay.
If you want to understand what the Gemara is trying to do, let's see how we're there. Okay. Then don't ask me what the Gemara is doing, because I haven't said what the Gemara is doing yet.
Right.
And for the Gemara. But case-wise, and give the Gemara 5 lines to explain itself. Amale, my time alay, mishadasle, bekusi shetavo. This Mr. Amaret's kusi went to the mikvah. What would happen if an Amaret, not a Kusi, went to the mikvah? And then went and stepped on a Tamachachim's clothing? Would we be Matamah the clothing? He just went to the mikvah. What are you afraid of? The what? That he's an Amaret? He just went to the mikvah. So even Amaret went to the mikvah, sure. He might be coming tomorrow again, but now he's sure. He just came out of the mikvah. He stepped out of Kaguraim, and there was a coat there, or a sweater that belonged to Tamachachim, and he stepped on it on his way out. He was laying on the floor in the mikvah room. Then, that piece of sweater, that sweater went and touched Truma. So now, as an Amoritz would be burned to Truma. No! Because the Amoritz just went to the mikvah. He had no chance to become Tameh again. So why would we burn the Truma? It's not something big the Amoritz for him. He just went to the mikvah. He's an exception. It's not like it happened in Ungers that he stepped on the sweater. It happened in the mikvah. He just came out of the mikvah. The man's star. So his Amoritz factor is no longer a factor because he just went to the mikvah. Big the Amoritz doesn't cover the Amoritz that just went to the mikvah. Again, well, I'm not ready to ask any questions yet. But now he's a Kusi. He might be in the 7 days of Tumah. His mikvah doesn't mean anything. The image of Tumas Amoritz are Tumulai. If you're worried about his Tumas Amoritz, he just went to the mikvah. The image of Bayolida. Why don't we burn the truma because he might be a Bayolida? Because we don't know whether he's a Bayolida. Something Baal Bekarev, something like Baal Bekarev. We don't know when he was a Bayolida. Maybe he was a Bayolida 8 months ago. We don't know which period his wife counted the wrong count. And maybe she never counted the wrong count. Even if you did, Bimtim Tzolayim Baal Bekarev, even if he lived his wife last night, Sabik is Shimasa Yarek, Sabik Lai is Shimasa. Who said that that period she did it wrong? We don't know that he was a Bayolida. And even if he was a Bayolida, maybe he was a Bayolida 8 months ago. So we don't know. It's not enough to burn Truma. Eyes and Amaratz, he just came out of the mikvah. So his Amaratus makes no difference. Babi Svek Sveta. Every Kusi is a Svek Sveta. Maybe he was never a Bayolida. And even if he was, maybe that happened 10 minutes ago. Vasvek sveka, loisafina truma. Frank the Gemara, the typic language of Big the Amoritz, the Maitse, he went to the mikvah, but his pants didn't go to the mikvah. So as soon as he put on his pants, he became tummy, even though he just came out of the mikvah. Because his pants, his wife might have sat on when she was in either. So how does he take care of the Amoratus by going to the mikvah? He goes to the mikvah, but his pants didn't. Big the Amoritz medrash lebruchim. Every clothing of Amoritz is considered tameh as far as a non-Amoritz is concerned. Pruchim means those who keep tameh tara. Amalim, he never got dressed yet. He came out of the mikvah, and he stepped on the sweater before he got dressed. His clothing is not a factor in this tumah. He was undressed. He just came out of the mikvah. He never put his pants on yet. And he stepped on a sweater. The sweater, is it tummy or not? Is it Amoritz? Not at all. He just came out of the mikvah. Teres is, he might have been a Bayokus. He might have been a Bayolita. We don't know. It's a double suffix. We don't know when it might have happened. And even whether it did happen. Therefore, we say, we can't burn Truma. But Elohinami, if he didn't walk out of the mikvah this second and step on the Chavez Truma sweater when he was undressed, we would have burnt it anyway because he's big Diamar. So it's a very unique case in our Mishnah that we don't burn the Truma. We got rid of the Amaratzis and left the Bayonida. Because a regular Amaretz Kusi, we would burn the Truma because he's an Amaretz. We have to find a case where his Amaratzis is not a factor. And therefore, it's only a question of Kusi, and Kusi is a far out Suffolk. And therefore, we don't burn the Truma. Yes? That's my idea. When I explain the Gemara, it's supposed to avoid questions. Yes.
Anybody who's, let's say, living in Yerushalayim during the time when the Kusim were around, they found an Aveda, they couldn't pick it up because it might belong to the Kusim.
And so therefore,
that makes them possibly
Tumah. No, they become Tumah. What's wrong? Did these people in Yerushalayim live with their wives? I want to know, did these people in Yerushalayim live with their wives?
They,
I want to know if a cover in Yerushalayim. Did he live with
not
his wife? Not a Kusi. Did he live with his wife?
I suppose so.
So he became Tame. So, is there an Isser for a person to become Tame?
No.
Okay, so what's your question? No. So he picks up the Aved, he becomes Tame, he goes to the Mikra, he's fine. If he went to the Mikra every morning, like CDC didn't do, he'd never be Tame. He took care of it.
Okay.
Again, they went to the Mikra to us for different levels. Some people go to the Mikra twice a year, once a year, twice a year. Some people go every Yom Tov. Some people go every Shabbos. Some people go every day. Right? Different levels. They went to the mikveh constantly. There would be cloths all around because they wanted to keep Tara. Anytime an Amaretz touched them, they ran to the mikveh. So, to us, at least some of us, even more than other of us, it's like a unique experience to go to the mikveh. To them, it was a daily thing, maybe multiple times a day. That's why when they're doing the archaeology things, they're finding mikvahs all over the place. There was a reason for that.
Okay. And there was, I'm not liking this question, but we talked earlier about a bachelor
and a married.
Yeah.
Right. The bachelor Kusi didn't live with a woman.
Would that make him a citizen? Because it seems that everything stems from him living with a woman. That's
the Kusi part stems from that, not the Amaretz part. The Amaretz part started he didn't go to school.
That's a good point. It could be a
buffer.
A
buffer
Kusi.
No, but then he's an Amaretz.
We have an Amaretz.
We're trying to get rid of the Amaretzes. We're trying to find a case in the Mishnah where it's only Kusi, not Amaretz. You're giving me a case where it's only Amaretz, not a Kusi. I don't need that. I can find a regular Amaretz, a Jewish one. I don't have to find a Kusi one. I'm trying to find a case where the Kusi and his Amaratzis is not a factor. Yeah, Amaratzis is still a factor. Even a single Amaretz, he might have sat on clothing that his mother sat on when she was Anita.
So are we now going back to the mikvah?
That wouldn't make
them
tummy for
a day. No, tummy for one day, but it's big damn Amaretz. They don't go to the mikvah. That's the problem. Yes. But they don't take their clothing to the mikvah, for sure not. Hamina Chacham used to take their clothing to the mikvah constantly. Yes.
So are we retranslating our Mishnah? The open Mishnah says, the last line says, the Ein Sof Aleihem HaSedukim Bifnei Shetumas and Safek. Really means Sveika?
Tumas and Safek meant Svek Sveika. Because the Gemara is trying to figure out what's the difference between those six and this one. Forget Amaretz, stop. Because this is a further away Safek. And the Rashba learned Svek Sveika means Rav. Safek is 50-50, usually. And Svek Sveika makes it more percentage the other way. That's how the Rashba translates the Pshat and Svek Sveika. Not everybody agrees, but that's the Rashba.
So even in the answer that they go to
Mikveh
every day, what does that have to do with every day they're also buying something, they're opening up a door that somebody else tells
you? Door doesn't become Tameh, it's Mekubel Karka. See, again, you'd have to sit there for a little while to figure out exactly how those people live is extremely different, very, very different than the way we live today. For 1 week, they didn't keep seven akiyim for nidus. For 1 week a month, the person didn't get supper. His wife wasn't in the same room. She was in a different place. He came home, and his kids, he had to take care of them. He couldn't even hire a babysitter because she's probably a nida also. So here he is. It was a total different. We can't even think of that kind of lifestyle. And if his wife became a nida while she was sitting on the couch would have to go to the mikvah. Again, they didn't have nice expensive couches. They had couches that could be transported and tabled to the mikvah. What? And it wasn't made out of nice, fancy, relaxing material. You put that in the mix, it's gone.
Exactly.
It was wood and leather. And that's it. No plush pillows that you can sit there and relax. Yeah, you can sit and relax on wood. You get used to everything. Again, it's a lifestyle that we can't even imagine. At least I can't imagine. His wife couldn't wash dishes. His wife couldn't touch a keli. She's an avatuma. Everything she touches is a reason. Has to go to the mikvah. You know, ever watch people after they get married typing their set of dishes? Well, they were typing their dishes anyway, but they had three of them. They had a flazing and a milk and a parv. One for him and one for her.
Oh, given the archaeologist,
that.
The archaeologist also uncovered dishes made out of stone.
Oh, yeah, not makabel tuma. Exactly.
Kli Avin
is not makabel tuma. That's why they had those things, so they shouldn't have a tumma problem.
Right.
Exactly. Imagine, the guy would have to dunk his iPhone into the mikvah constantly. Have to type with iPhone, it becomes tumma. I know some people tell you it's tumma anyway, because it doesn't make a difference, but it's a different tumma.
Actually, the iPhone
right, exactly. Rabbi Bender in Darkei Torah, when he catches a kid with a phone in the school, he has a thing in his room, like a little fishbowl tank, and he tables it. Tables the phone. That's how he deals with phones in his school. For some reason, after a while, he doesn't have anything to table. But that's it. We can't imagine that kind of a lifestyle. So therefore, to us, it's like, yeah, but they lived this way. They were used to it. They walked in different sides of the streets, Mishnah Chagiga tells us. During the year, the Tumayim walked in the middle, and the Prushim walked on the sides. Because if he touched you, you became Tumay. To run to the mikvah.
The Prushim were the ones who kept Tumay.
Yeah.
And they still walked on the other side.
They had to walk in the side because there were many Tumayim. Tumayim walked in the middle, Prushim walked on the side. And by the way, when the Prushim were Tumay, they walked in the middle. Every parak becomes Tumay. And Yom Tov time, the Tahirim walked in the middle, and the Tumayim walked to the side. Because everybody, Chayav Adam L'Tahir Atzmo Kerego, they all became Torah when it came to Yom Tov. Whatever it is, that's Yom Tov, which we're going to get to. Either today or tomorrow. Rashi.
There's always been a bit of a something that's bothered me about that, which is that after Yom Tov, everyone has to behave.
Okay. Right, exactly. It doesn't bother me. It doesn't bother me, and I'll say why when we get to the Gemara discussion coming up.
If someone's right, then all of a sudden you're acting after Yom Tov like you were in Madame.
Again, well, that's why I said to wait to get there.
Looking forward to it.
Okay. Rashi. My time of Leitishni Lei, why didn't you answer him? The Masnizin did not ain sorfim al taktoinis or kusi as a truma. Bekusi shetaba of all of Bedaras abigde chaver. Taibu bent to the mikvah, stepped on a clothing of a chaver, like a puchim, the ainu bimishkovoi, that's touching the mishkov of a chaver. Naga, who madness betruma? Loi bao bakarav, kvar avri you made to Masai. Maybe it's long to prepare. The Sokale Trilo. Frank to Gemara, but what happened? Mishum Bigde Amor at Vajra Sapuchim. Kolomer, she came to medrash matame adam begadim. Right, just like a medrash can make a person and begadim tame, right? A mattress can, so can a pair of pants. Can be the amoritz medrash lebrushim. A pair of pants of an amoritz is like a mattress of a zav. They treated a pair of pants of an amoritz like a mattress of a zav or a mattress of an ida. They treated it like an abatuma, because maybe an ida sat on it. And the answer is that he was arum. He was undressed. There was no beged. He was an amoritz, went to the mikvah, stepped on a beged. He wasn't wearing any clothing. No clothing touched anything, and therefore his amaratus is not a factor, but his being a kusi is a factor. Because if he's in the 7 days of Tumah Benida, he can't mikvah is meaningless. Not for the Tumas Amaretz, but for the Tumas Bayolida, which is also a pretty severe Tumah. He's an Abba Tumah. Yes?
I must be missing something here.
Come in, hello. Good morning, man.
Dr. Harris?
It's not me.
11 is talking. Can you please stop talking? Yes. Sorry, now I'm going to continue.
No, but if you cannot, if I sit on your chest, on your toolbox.
A very good point, except that's only a toolbox that's never made for sitting. But pants, people sit on. The fact that you didn't ask the guy to sit on it doesn't make a difference.
A side function of the pants is a confused cushion.
No! Are you sitting on your pants now? I am.
So I'm not sitting on pairs.
But it's made to sit up.
That's the part I was missing.
The toolbox would not become tumah.
No, a toolbox is not a medrash. That's a different halacha. We didn't learn now that anything not made to sit on can't become a medrash. But that's nothing to do with that. That's why we talked about pants.
What level of tumah are these clothing ornaments that he puts on that he's gonna become tumah?
I'm a tumah. It's a medrash.
So it's an ob and it can make
him a reason. Right. That's the Mishnah Vayikra. We move from Kusim to Dukim. Dukim are people who kept Torah Shebiksav and did not keep Torah Shebapeh. So now, the question is, how careful were they in Nidus? Now, they kept Nidus, that's biblical. But the colors are not biblical. That came from Chazal. And they did not accept Chazal's rulings on things like that. So now, are Nidus like Kusim? Oh, I'm sorry, are Tzdukim like Kusim or not? That becomes the question. But remember, Tzdukim are Jews. No question that they became Jewish and kept certain. They are Jews. They rejected Tzairish of Alpeh. So, B'nai Tzdukim, B'zman Shinogu L'Lechaz B'darki Abaseyim, those who follow Tzduki tradition, Harein Kikusius. Pirshu l'lechas v'darki Yisrael. There was no tzdukim that became the tshuva. They did tshuva. And they had their schus of a grandfather. And they did tshuva. And now, they want to keep the halacha. So then harayin k'yisraelis. So really, it depends on this individual tzduki lady. Is she adherent to the tzduki menhagim? Or is she keeping Chazal's menhagim? Jewish lady, other ladies menhagim. See, unlike Kusim, were separate. The Tzdukim, unfortunately, were mixed into Klal Yisrael. It comes with Milas and Chasreinus. So when we talk about a Tzduki woman, if she kept Tzduki tradition, then we had to treat her like a Kusis. If she became from, Right? She went to the bay, and she became frum. So then she's treated like a regular Jewish girl.
How would one know what she's doing? How would one know?
We know what she's doing in other areas. Is she making tzolent for Shabbos or not? Zdukim don't make tzolent for Shabbos. Because those of our age, say fire can't be on. So according to them, they never had hot tzolent on Shabbos. That's why the Baal Mar says that anybody that doesn't eat hot on Shabbos, we're chayshish she's a zdukim. So he states in Baal Mar. That's why it's so important to eat something hot. You can drink a hot tea. You can drink a hot coffee. They had nothing hot. Because to keep something hot to the day, I'm not talking about Friday night, you need something to remain hot. How does it remain hot? Only through a fire. Not insulated enough that the 24 hours later it was hot, or 15 hours later it was still hot. That's why, I'm just saying what they said, but the Balmar says, I'm not going to get involved whether you can or not. It's not the game of me. The Balmar says, that anybody doesn't eat hot on Shabbos, chutzin shem and mingle. But they stay in Balmar. Mr. Moore brings it. It's Paskin.
I'm not arguing on the Balmar at all. However, I do recall that there was the community baker's oven. It was insulated so heavily. They got all the fixed food Shabbos.
That's because there were coals that were grufik tumah there. You're right. But again, that's a good question on the tzedukim, why they didn't use that. But that's what the Gemara tells us. The Mashayim tell us they didn't have anything hot on Shabbos. You're right, it's a good question. But it didn't have anything hot on Shabbos. So therefore...
The question is very easily answered. They want to make clear what they held.
Yeah, so Dr. Harris's question is, how do we know this lady is acting like Israelis or like Tzuki? Watch her in other areas where there's a difference between Tzukim and Israelim. I mean, they acted differently.
In general, we don't even add the houses of people who have reformed history.
Rabbi Yaisi says that no, assume that they're from unless you know they're not. This is an argument. A Tzuki lady, do you assume she adheres to Minik Tzukim? Or do you assume that she makes the tshuva and only if you know that she adheres to Tzuki Minik? Which one have to know and which one can you assume? This seems to be a machlekes, Rabbi Yaisi in the Tanakhama. Zakt, no Rashi. Ibailo, we had a shayla. Stamamai, what happened to Stam Zuki girl? We don't know whether she's Zuki, we don't know whether she's Israeli. What do we assume? Tashma, v'noi Zukim b'zman sh'noigis olechet v'darka v'seyem, Harein Kikusis. This is a brisa. I don't believe this is our Mishnah. Maybe it is our Mishnah. Rashi learned that the Shaila is according to our Tanakhama. The Tanakhama who says, Mizman Shib Nagu Lalechet Badarka Veseyam. Mashma, you know that they're following their parents. The Diyak is Hastama Yisraelis. Let's read the first line in the Mishnah. Menai Snukim. Stop right there. What if you don't know their minik? The Mishnah is telling you, if you know that they do like their forefathers, they're like Kusias. And if you don't know, they're not like Kusias. So that's a proof that Stama, we assume, Yisraelis. But the next part of the Mishnah says the opposite. Pirshu l'lechaz v'darki Yisrael, harein Yisraelis. That seems to indicate you have to know that they're going v'darki Yisrael. So the Gemara is going to say, you can't see anything from the Tanakhama. Let's read it inside. Ibailu, Samamai, Tashima, B'nai Stukim, Mizman Shinoigas Olechas Vedarka Vesem Harein Kekusias. Hastama, Yisraelis. Stam is like Yisraelis. Eim Eseifa. Peshul Olechas Vedarki Yisrael, Harein Kisraelis. Hastama Kekusias. Elam Ha'olech Elamashmina. Tanakhama proves nothing. Yes, doctor.
We can go all the way down.
Not holding there yet, because I want to do Rashi.
Okay, I'll wait.
Dr. Rashi. Stamamai, the Tanakhama Dhamma Nagul Lelechas Vedarka Vesem Harein Kekusias. And Pirshul Lelechas Vedarka Yisraelis Harein Kisraelis. Stamamai. What's Stamma? Tashima. The nine Rabbi Yaisi Aymer, Lo'aylam Hein Yisraelis, Ache Yipushul Lelechas Vedarka Vesem. Assume Yisraelis, unless you know differently. Now, if Rabbi Yossi is saying that, means he must have heard the Tanakhama say differently. If not, why is he saying that? We can't prove it from the beginning of the Mishnah, because at the beginning of Mishnah sends us conflicting inferences. But we can prove it for Rabbi Yossi, because Rabbi Yossi is coming to argue, and he's coming and saying that assume Yisraelis unless you know differently. That means he must have heard the Tanakhama say the other way. So the Tanakhama holds stomach Yekusius, and Rabbi Yossi holds stomach Yisraelis. Yes, doctor.
Is there another way of saying this, which this is an argument broke?
I'm not going to speculate. I didn't say anybody say anything. I don't know.
Okay.
You can say whatever you want. I'm not going to argue with you. Actually, if this is a trashy
conversation we've had
again
many times over the years about what was happening with the row of people.
Yeah, if I didn't say anything, I'm not going to say anything.
Okay.
No see, no say. You know, they say, when you see something, say something. Well, I didn't see something, so I won't say something. If it was from Yaisi, he's saying. He's not coming.
You got the subject on this. Stomach.
Maybe. What you're saying is maybe Rabbi Yossi is saying, I know, the Tanakhama didn't know. Wasn't sure. Which means, how would you treat her? You would have to treat her like a goosey. So, you're proving your point anyway. You're right. It could be the Tanakhama is not sure, but when you're not sure, you treat her like a goosey. So, practically, there's an argument of how you treat her. If you ask me to speculate, I think Rabbi Yossi thinks that there are many more Kusi ladies that are following Minig Yisraelis than the Tanakhama assumes. Either that, or they're arguing, you know, this happens many times, it's a Rosh Ben Chulin that says this, that many times you have an argument whether the statistics are enough to impact the halacha. Let's say, for argument's sake, and I'm making this up, that 57% of the Kusi ladies act like Yisraelis, and 43% don't. Is that enough to say stomach? That's the question. Let's say that's the machlokes. We have that many times. The Rashba says there's not a machlokes in statistics. The Rashba says the machlokes is in statistics indicative enough to change halacha. Let's say they both agree. By the way, you have to understand that the Tzuki girls, if they were smart, acted like Yisraelis, because they didn't want to ostracize themselves from the community. They came from Tzuki families, but the community was from. The community wasn't Tzuki. Again, so there were many Tzuki girls that acted like Yisraelis.
It's been said on the bottom here, the rights laid around the sense of Yossi was a Tzuki and the Menhagim and Tzuki said that they were
Tzuki from the company. Well, he said that. He wanted to say that a few lines. That's not, again, I think the machloikis is whether the statistics are machriya or not. That's what I think the machloikis is. And Yossi claims,
Rabbi,
I know.
Why would the Kusim, this is what they felt was right. Why would they act like Yisrael? They felt they were right. They weren't embarrassed to be Kusim.
Again. You know, I'm trying to find an example, but I'll say it without an example. There are many people that think they're right, but when you live in a community, you act like the community because you want to be accepted.
Were they such a small minority?
It depends. There were times that they were a big majority, but there were times that they were a big minority. See, Rabbi Yossi is going to say, I checked it out. Right? So at times they were more, at times they were less. There were sometimes Karim Gedalim that came from Tzukim. Like famous stories. Tzuki by Nisuch HaMayim. Didn't want to do Nisuch HaMayim. He poured it on his feet and they stoned him. They estrigged him. I can't say stoned him with a sregim. They estrigged him with a sregim. The verb stone with a sregim doesn't really work.
Well, there are stone fruits, but Nazareth is not a stone fruit.
Everybody's having a wonderful day. Those traveling, and even those not traveling, have a wonderful Yom Tov. Regular Shiur tomorrow.